Satnam, everybody, Shakti activators, known and unknown, guides, angels, Siri Singh Sabha, divine, beautiful master teacher, and all those beings who are here with us today. Sending out beautiful, beautiful, as I said, sitting in front of the beautiful Mission Bay, the healing waters in front of me right now, palm trees and birds flying over the water, different birds. I don't even know what they all are. I saw some ducks the other night. And I'm feeling a very open-hearted space right now. We have a new moon in Leo, and I'm feeling the openness of my heart chakra right now. And we had the beautiful, 2 weeks ago, we had this July 29th, 2013 configurations of the inner and the outer planets moving into the galactic synchronization, which is one of our perfect favorite portal for mortals up to this time. It's a synchronization that doesn't happen very often. It happened after World War II, and it heralds the end of war and strife and new beginnings. So with the new moon in Leo and this beautiful divine frequency of the stars lining up in the heavens and the patterns, we are moving into more and more into unwinding the lower densities of the first three chakras, the first the 3D, three-dimensional reality into higher dimensions and higher frequencies. So I kind of had an interesting experience vision this week that I feel is really appropriate for what we're doing right now, and it's important to talk about it. And what I saw was I had an experience when I was doing some, I was doing some kirtan, and I was doing some yoga, and what I actually experienced, they talk about the 12 strands of DNA, and that the scientists call it, say, we have junk DNA. So I was actually seeing this image and feeling this, that the strands of DNA that are not activated or have not received the light encodings of these higher dimensions, I saw that normally people have two strands, three strands activated, or the DNA activated by the light or aligned with the higher frequencies, however we want to say that. And what I actually, and so I sort of had this thought about, you know, where does this junk, so to speak, or these, however we want to call it, this inactive DNA, where is that? And what I saw was that these strands of DNA, as we know, they're the kundalini, the double helix, going up the spine, activating the light body, the Merkaba body. It all goes with the galactic synchronization that we're going through right now, this portal. I thought, where are these strands of junk DNA? Where are they? And what I saw was that they have to be connected to something. And what I saw is that they're connected, they're wound around. I saw that they're wound around the strands of DNA that are activated, that are receiving the light frequencies, the light energies. And what I was experiencing and seeing was what keeps these strands of DNA wound around the strands that are activated is attachment. So we're talking about the attachment to 3D, the attachment, you know, they say in the Ardas, the morning prayer, save me from the five sins of lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. But we've been in 3D. We've been trained. It's the only thing, the information that's been coming onto the planet, you know, until recently when we've had all this new awareness in the 60s and everything. Everything's been opening up for people to learn more about their higher selves, their multidimensional selves, that's how people knew about. So when we think about that the DNA is inherited from the genetic lineage, even if we're more awake than our ancestors, many of our ancestors lived in a more survival consciousness, we didn't inherit a DNA that was already fully activated and enlightened. We weren't born, maybe some of the indigo children are now, but we weren't born with fully multidimensional activated DNA. So what I saw is what keeps this DNA wound around these other strands is the attachment. So part of what we're going through, I'm going through individually, and people around me and people on the planet are going through, is unwinding, waking up their places where they've literally been plugged into a lower frequency or attached to a lower frequency. And it can, you know, of course, there's all this talk about addictions and da-da-da-da-da, getting off addictions. But, you know, for me, I think 3D itself is an addiction. If we're just attached to 3D and not aligned with or attached to the higher frequencies, but it hasn't been available for these strands, these filaments, like these fiber optic filaments of DNA, to be attached to these higher frequencies. But now that these frequencies are coming through the central sun, so to speak, where our source code comes through, the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which is our source of the divine, our source of the light, our God, goddess, calibrator, big calibrator in the sky. Now that our sun is lined up and we can receive these higher ascension frequencies in this portal time, we have to let go and go through unwinding our attachments, the ways that we've gotten literally hooked into the lower frequencies. So this is the process I see, whether it's, again, on a personal or a planetary level, everybody to greater and lesser degrees going through. It's like, how do we not only get into the higher frequencies, but really release our attachment to the frequencies, to 3D that has kept us basically surviving in what we've had available to us. And I'm talking, you know, ancestral here too, as I said, and make that transition. So yes, we're receiving these higher frequencies, and we have to be aware that it's really not an easy process, as we've all been talking about, to just go, okay, now I'm this multidimensional enlightened being. No, you have to, like, unwind your attachments, go through it, know that where you're going, stay trust in yourself, stay trust in the divine, keep breathing, do your yoga, chant. Oh, you know, sometimes I wake up, okay, I just did that routine yesterday, now I'm doing it, I'm focusing on my breathing, you know, I'm chanting the mala meditation, you know, I'm playing my, you know, sometimes it just seems kind of like a grind to, you know, break out of the release, that the release is not necessarily that easy of a transition. But that's what I saw. I thought it was really powerful. It's the attachment keeps the other strands of DNA wound around the DNA that is activated, and we were born with that genetic memory. So it's kind of good to know, oh, it's just my DNA unwinding. Maybe I'm feeling some attachment to something, but I know in my, you know, larger self, my conscious self, my neutral mind, that what it is that I'm attached to is not good for me. Maybe it's, you know, too many carbohydrates. Maybe it's, I don't know what, you know, whatever the attachment happens to be, that we know we should stop doing that. But this is what I'm feeling the whole planet's going through. We know we need to end poverty. We know we need to end children starving, so to speak. So getting to that place where we have enough individual plus collective consciousness or collective infusion, and this is really, to me, the word, the collective connection with enough strands of DNA to get that hundredth monkey effect, like they used to, like we used to talk about the hundredth monkey. So we have leapt into the ascension frequencies for ourselves and for the planet, remembering that the crystalline core, the first dimension of Gaia, of planet Earth, needs us to be vibrating these frequencies for her ascension. You know, there's channelings about that. She's held her ascension back, or maybe we're all right on time if there is no time, but at other times in history, because she wants as many of her children as possible to ascend with her. So it's really a co-creative experience, but it's, we're moving from, so to speak, to use the jargon, codependence to co-creation. And I like the analogy that when a baby's in the womb and it's inside the mother, the outer layer of the baby, the womb and the mother's body, is actually a part of the baby. The baby could not live separately from the mother's womb. And the same way with us, the earth around us, Gaia herself, is part of our body. We are one body with the earth. And as we activate our light body and we send that energy into the earth, Gaia's light body is activated. So the mother and the child are really helping each other release the trauma, the drama, the pain. So part of this period of time is really releasing pain. And it was interesting. I was listening to a talk about one of the healing festivals that's going on right now, and the person that was talking about saying they were doing this family constellation work, and they had these healers, and they were doing these different processes, and he said, you know, I think this healing festival was really like a festival of tears. Everybody was crying. So you might think, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to this festival, and everybody's going to be dancing and singing and laughing. And, yeah, we'll get to that. Like we're saying, we're going to get together, and we're all going to be laughing together. But sometimes to get to the deeper laughter, it requires releasing the pain. And when we open the heart and release that pain, that wound DNA, and the heart opens, the floodgate of tears start to flow. The floodgate of tears opens. So when the heart opens, the release of the pain is so great that the tears can just flow. So right now I almost feel like we're going through this trail of tears and just releasing so we can open our hearts, you know, personally and planetary-wise. So we know that to lift our vibrational frequency so that we can accept the connection, accept our DNA getting reconnected with the divine light, with our divine blueprint, sometimes can take us through a trail of tears, take us into the water elements, the flow, which is what we talked about. We've just come out of all this water. We've got this whole year of Jupiter and Cancer. Now, luckily, we've got a little fire to move it through us, to get the tears out, to get the heart open. So once we can do that, then we can free up our strands of DNA to get the pure divine blueprint activation and move it into our physical bodies. So now that we are living as the ascended beings, as the ascended masters on the planet, we are walking in the light of fully activated 12 strand DNA. And I'm feeling right now during this call that our master and our guides and our angels is actually activating some of our DNA, and I'm feeling he's saying we're moving through fourth dimensional into fifth dimensional DNA activation. He's working on greater activation about fifth into sixth dimension DNA activation. So fifth being that experience of unity consciousness, that we are all one, and it's that experience of we are one with the mother, we are part of the body of the mother, and the mother is part of our body, that we could not exist without the earth. And the earth actually, we are part of the earth who created us to work with her, because when we think about the crystals in the center of the earth, they're not going to be activated unless we're meditating and chanting. We're vibrating the strands of light. So we are the instrument that's vibrating this light into being. That's what I'm being shown right now. So Yogi Bhajan, our master, is helping us. He's saying he's vibrating. Our DNA is like strings, like he's saying we're like Stradivarius violins. So he's essentially, he's saying, okay, now we're going into sixth dimension. The fifth, the fourth heart, neutral mind, opening our hearts, moving into the experience of oneness, feeling the oneness with each other, with all, with the earth, and moving into the sixth dimension. Then once we're vibrating at that frequency, we're actually starting to have more of an impact to create more of a collective change. So it's more of a synergy, more of a speeding up to be able to activate and contain our divine blueprint, our multidimensional self, the knowledge of our multidimensional self, and to be able to act from that place, the power of that place. So that place is actually at the center, the sacred center of our existence. So once we get recalibrated and release those wound, unwind those attachments, the 3D, it actually feels more natural, more connected to be operating from our sacred center of existence. So we can feel it right now. I can feel it right now in my solar plexus, and it goes up into my heart and down into my feet. So right now, our master is working with our solar plexus, so he's saying just breathe into that. And he's suggesting that we, this week, that when we practice our breathing and lifting up on our breath, lifting up on our diaphragm to massage around our diaphragm and around our solar plexus to literally uplift our heart chakras and to release and to get that, our sacred center of existence, to get that level, to get comfortable with operating from our core multidimensional self, which he's saying if we focus on our breathing, lifting up our diaphragm, as I said, and focusing on our solar plexus and massaging around that. He's saying turmeric this week for us, and that needs to remind me. I made golden milk, and I only drank it one time, and I put the rest in the fridge. It's golden light, and he's saying like topaz, citrine, like that kind of just feeling the sun. The sun rays, it's all solar plexus, feeling the solar energy. She's saying with the Leo energy, Leo's ruled by the sun, and right in this moment with this Leo new moon, we can get that solar energy. The moon, of course, is the mother, the sun's the father. We can get that divine balance right now in this new moon, balancing our divine feminine, our divine masculine within ourselves. And, of course, part of being balanced in our multidimensional self is that our male and female energies are balanced. We're not leaning to the right or leaning to the left. We are everything. We are activating, even though we have a certain form of a divine feminine form or masculine form, we're activating all those frequencies that keep us balanced at our third eye, so we're not pulled into the lower frequencies by over-attachment with, so to speak, a sexual identity. We don't want our identity to be of our multidimensional self, anchored in our third eye, of course, but in the body, the center right now, to receive these, this balances the solar at the center there, solar plexus. Okay, so let's just breathe into that. Good. Yay. Breathe into that. Creates a magnetic feeling. So now we're magnetizing the power of this Leo new moon, the power of the sun, the power of the fire with the water of the mother. So right now, we're working with balancing the fire and the water elements so we can feel really good and move through the feelings and not get bogged down by too much emotion and not be so fast that we don't feel ourselves. So this is a kind of a a balance in our 10 bodies, in our physical body. There we go. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Excellent. So this period of time, you know, one of the pivotal astrological conjunctions is Neptune and Pluto. So these are outermost planets. So that means they represent really fundamental changes in the whole civilization, in the whole culture, everything that's happening on Earth. So the last time they came together was about a little over 100 years ago, late 1800s. And so Pluto and Neptune lead to a time of great changes, a time of uncertainty. But historically, they bring in changes, great civilization, changes for the whole civilization. And the fall of the Roman Empire actually corresponds to a Pluto-Neptune conjunction. It was 411 A.D. So it was helped people emerge from the Dark Ages. So we're kind of emerging from our own kind of version of the Dark Ages, right? Oh, wow. So we do have pretty big changes, and there's a lot of specific dates about that, but I'm not going to go into them on this call. So just breathe into that. I'm going to put my cell phone here on speakerphone. So we're going to connect with the moon, the mother energy, and as you listen to this, breathe with this chant, lift up on your diaphragm, lift up on the rib cage, roll the shoulders up and back, feel that solar energy coming into your body.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inhale to your solar plexus, feel that perfect balance. Sun, moon, energy, Leo, new moon, Leo, sun. Let it radiate into your whole body, energizing, connecting all your strands of DNA with your divine blueprint. Multidimensional self, God, Goddess self. And exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. And come back. Anybody would like to share? Did you feel that, what I was saying about the DNA? Being wrapped around. Is anybody still there?
Oh, man.